Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
He's slinking money boxes. Don't we make the slick figure and give a lot of chance? That's it. Wet. And drop Susan's nail file in. She'll have to buy the nails now. She'll have a job getting a foot in her mouth. Where's that knife? There we are. There we are. Got one? Now, steady. Steady. Hope it's a two-bob piece. Got it. Oh, a rotten button.
Well, have you finished all the dishes? That money is to spend on your summer holidays.
Yes, well, seeing it was such a warm night, I thought... I mean...
I loaned you a shilling yesterday. Where's that?
In Ozzy's stomach. At least the sweet off. He charged me a shilling to buy his new bike.
Charged you a shilling? I don't call him much of a friend.
Neither do I. I only charged him a tanner to borrow my frog.
A frog?
Yeah, it was for a joke. He put the frog in his dad's lunchbox. When he told me, Ozzy laughed so much he nearly cried. He did cry when his dad came home.
Yes, well, you'll be crying if you touch that money box again.
Sorry, Mum. Could you lend me...
No.
Oh, well, I think I'll go and have a word with my granddad.
That won't do you any good. He's just borrowed 10 bob off me. You're getting no money in this house. And dry those dishes. That's one of the things you got that shilling for last night.
All right. But I think Aunt Susan should do it as well.
She's done her share. She's upstairs getting ready to go out.
Put my lipstick on, Granddad, then you can have the bathroom.
Oh, that's all right, my dear. I'm in no hurry. Hey, what's this your mother says about you taking driving lessons?
Oh, she can't keep a secret.
Secret from me? Why?
Oh, no, not you, Alfie. You see, Alfie's been talking about getting a second-hand car instead of his motorbike. So I thought I'd advise him. By the time he gets the car, I'll have passed my test. But not a word about the lessons, especially to my little brother with the big mouth.
Don't worry, I'll keep quiet. How long have you been learning?
A month. You see, one of the men at our office, Arthur Robbins, is a part-time instructor. He's been giving one or two of his lessons very cheaply, 7 and 6 a time.
Mm-hmm. That is cheap.
Yes. Well, I'm having my first evening lesson tonight. That's why I've got ready early.
Well, be careful, Jimmy's in, you know.
Don't worry. He won't see me. Mr. Robbins is going to wait on the corner of our road. I'll walk along to meet him.
Oh, Alfie won't be coming round tonight, then.
No, he thinks I'm going to see Mary Jackson, as I usually do on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, seems to have it all worked out all right.
What do you want?
There's a bloke on the phone for you.
All right. Bye-bye, Granddad. See you later.
Bye-bye, my dear, and good luck with you-know-what.
I wonder who this can be. I hope Alfie hasn't forgotten what day it is.
She's coming now, mister. She's a bit slow because her skirt's too tight. She doesn't walk, she waddles.
Give me that phone, you cheeky imp.
Oh, all right, you're right, Kitty Girdle.
Hello, Susan Fitherow speaking. Oh, it's you, Arthur. Just a minute. Thank you, Jimmy. You can go now.
Oh, it's like that. Very well, sister dear. I shall retire to the study.
Oh, go away, funny boy. And close the door.
Oh, close your cake hole.
Another bloke, eh? Well, I suppose I'll have to give the key all a bashing again.
Oh, I'm all ready as well.
No, it doesn't matter. What time will you be here, then?
In an hour. That'll be 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, so Alfie's got competition, has he?
Oh, don't forget, don't come to the door. I'll wait for you on the corner of the street.
Yes, it's still a secret. Alfie doesn't know anything about it.
He soon will do.
Right, in an hour, then.
Yes, so am I. But I'm a bit nervous.
Well, it's the first time you've taken me out in the dark.
Wait till I hear that. I'm going to give him a surprise tonight. Oh, no. Give him it. Tell him it.
Now, look, Jimmy Glendale, if you've got something to say about Susan. Let's hear it. And if it better be the truth, because if it's a lie, I won't listen after you've told me.
You'll believe
it. About Susan. So get it off her chest. Do your chest, I mean. Come on, out with it.
What, my chest?
Yes. No. I'm waiting for you to talk.
I'm waiting for you to breathe.
About our Susan and another fella.
Got a lot to tell you. You know how much?
No, how much?
Half a crown for you. Seeing you're a friend.
Oh, that's it, is it? Trying to get money out of me while your trick won't work.
What do you mean, trick? It's the truth.
Oh, you're like the other. You told me about the bloke who talked to her every day on the bus. Turned out to be the conductor. I gave you 2 bucks to tell me what she whispered to the bloke you said she met every morning. And she said, an extra party, please. It was an old man. Twice I felt.
No, this time it's the truth, Alfie. Honest. Look, I'll spit me dead. Put me all milk tonight.
It's not for me.
Oh, sorry, Alfie. But this is true. I heard Susan fix a date with this bloke at 7 o'clock. And she said she'd wait for his car at the corner. Because they had to keep it a secret. So you wouldn't know about it.
But did she mention me? You're lying again.
Come with me and we'll watch for her.
Oh, I don't know whether...
We'll hide round the corner, then you can see for yourself.
Oh, yes, why not? But there is no harm in finding out.
Good. Get your things on. Coat. Scarf. Gloves. Wallet.
Where is she then? Where is she? You said 7 o'clock and it's nearly half past. Where is she?
In the house, of course. Maybe she doesn't know the time.
Well, I do. Listening to your daft stories, it's time I had my head examined.
How often does the doctor do it? Once a year?
Yes. Shut up or I'll pump you.
Look, she said 7 o'clock. It's not my fault we're late. Hey, look. There she is. Over there. What did I tell you?
Oh, you can have Susan, all right.
Maybe he's home again and said he'd be late, or maybe... You pigmit.
You are?
The town clock just struck 7. We've been here since 6:30. Mark and I've been watching 6:30.
Heck, well, that's funny because... Oh, now I remember. My hands were stuck together.
Yes.
Oh. My little hand caught on my big hand, and I took the glass off the victim, but both my hands fell off, and I put them on again, but they're backwards.
Calm down, Scott.
Hey, look, the car's come for Susan.
Now was it the truth? Give us the half crown.
All right, yeah. Hey, do you know who he is?
No, but I can find out.
Would you, Jimmy?
Oh, of course, Alfie. Anything for a pal? Mind I'll have to go to a lot of trouble. Staying up late to watch from the bedroom window when they come home. Asking questions, listening at POs. I'll have to be like a detective. A private eye.
How much?
$5.
Give it.
Susan's in the living room.
I'm sorry, I'll keep calm. Go on.
Well, that's it. He's been taking her out for a month in his car. Mostly on Saturday mornings. That's when Mrs. Butterworth has seen him.
Oh. Laurie Butterworth. Laurie Butterworth from next door, Tom.
Yeah. He always meets round the corner. She just happened to be glancing out of the window with her binoculars. Dragonette's coming in. Now, don't let on you suspect anything. Be dead natural.
You don't worry, I'll just be casual.
I just popped in to say cheerio, Alfie. I've got to go out for an hour.
It's worthy taking you this time in his car. I mean,
what do you mean?
But nothing. I don't know anything about his car. This is the local taxi. I didn't see it. Oh, who's this fella you're going out with, and you better stop it.
Don't talk to me like that. You don't own me.
No, if you did, I'd have to pay for your dog license.
Shut up, you. Look, Alfie Hall, if you've been spying on me, you'll be sorry.
I haven't been spying. I've been Jimmy Tipper. How many?
If I want to go in somebody's car, I will do. And I don't have to ask your permission.
permission.
But Susan, your girlfriend. What was all that about, Susan?
Here, Dorothy, you think he was my husband.
Well, you were rowing that married couple anyway.
Do I gather he knows about the driving business?
He knows I've been going out, but he thinks Arthur Robbins is my boyfriend.
Well, didn't you tell him?
No, let him think what he likes. He'll feel all the more of a fool when he finds out the truth. He'll be on his knees apologizing.
Oh, you women are a cruel lot. The female of this species is more deadly than the male.
Come on, Susan, or they'll start on the rabbit burns, and we'll be here all day.
Very funny, Pat.
Well, you do go on sometimes. Bye-bye, Grandad.
Bye-bye. Ah, with some power the gift of gears. To see yourselves as others. Oh, I suppose I do go up a bit.
Wait there, Alfie. Has Susan gone, Grandad?
Yes, she just rushed out the door.
Oh, I thought I heard the swish of a broomstick. Grandad. Alfie's very worried about this bloke who takes Susan in his car. You know, what's his name again?
Mr. Robbins.
That's right, Mr. Robbins. Mr. Robbins. No wonder he fancies Susan. Robbins always got the worms.
Now, don't you say anything like that when Susan's here. She says he's very nice.
Well, she'd better keep him away from Alfie, or he'll pull his feathers out.
Now, look, this business is all a secret. But I can tell you there's no romance between this fellow and Susan.
Well, what's the secret?
I'm not saying, and that's all I can tell you. And I'm away upstairs to get ready. But tell Alfie he's got nothing to worry about.
Not on your Nelly. Tell Alfie and ruin my business. If I can keep him away from Susan for a couple of days, he should be worth another £5.
Down. Susan's not home from work yet. I think she's doing a bit of overtime.
Yeah, well, that blooming half, I suppose.
Pardon?
Alfie, you'd like a cup of tea, Mum.
All right, I'm going to get him one. Two sugars, isn't it, Alfie?
Yes, please, and a cup of half, Nick.
Alfie, don't listen to me, Mum, that I've told you about Robin Redbreast and Aunt Susan getting engaged.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You didn't
tell me they were engaged.
No, I just thought of it. I remembered it, I mean. Not definite, but I reckon before the month's out, they'll be looking for a nest.
Oh, easy. What can I do? She won't speak to me. She's making me pass messages through you. It's daft.
Well, it says having her round. Anyway, you'll see her tonight. Have you any more chocolates?
Yes, in my pocket. Yeah, what about the boxes I sent to last night and the night before?
Oh, they were lovely. Lovely, I mean.
Here's the tea. Hey, Alfie. Oh, I thought you'd like another gin.
Ah. Thanks, Mum.
Now, if you'll excuse me, Alfie, I must pop down to the shops before they close. Give Alfie another cup of tea if he wants one, Jimmy.
Bye, Mum.
Thanks, Mrs. Clitter, but it'll be something stronger than tea I'll need if Susan doesn't change again. Your mind. I mean, she has one for that blinking whistler. The Birdman, Jack Bibbins Robinson.
Oh, look, I must go, Alfie. I'm sure it'll all work out fine. Give us some chocolate. What have you given Jimmy the last couple of nights?
Yeah, I will. Hey, what chocolate I gave you?
She means that he gave Susan. She just happened to see me testing them.
Did he, son?
Well, I did have one or two.
Yeah, and when did Susan have?
Couldn't say exactly.
Half of them?
Not half.
A quarter?
Not exactly.
How many?
She's on a diet.
She was only giving up potatoes.
Yes, well, we have no potatoes, so she had to give up chocolate.
How many other lies have you told me? I don't believe this blooming cop Robin is engaged to Susan.
Oh, I said it isn't definite.
Well, I'm going to see him and get the truth.
Look, you can't. Oh, no, you can't. He'll kill me. He'll kill you, I mean. He's 7 feet tall without his feet. Shoot.
I don't care. The bigger they are, the harder I fall. To keep away from my
girl.
Or else he'll get my girl when he's 5 foot old. He can go and flap his wings in his own backyard.
So you see, really, I'm innocent.
innocent, Mrs. Butterworth.
We are, the way you tell it. Look, Jimmy, it's nothing to do with me, and I don't want to go poking my nose into somebody else's business.
Well, you always have done before. I mean, help. I want some advice. If Alfie comes in and says I told him about Robbins, shall I pretend he's gone crackers or face up to Susan and say Alfie's lying?
You'll have to own up. Remember the old saying, tell the truth and shame the devil.
That's no way to talk about my sister.
You young monkey, you know I didn't mean Susan.
Hello, did I hear my name mentioned?
Yeah, twice. The second time she called you Susan.
Don't take no notice of him.
I don't. Out of my way till I see who's at the door.
Oh, no, I'm good. It'll be Alfie. I mean, you sit down and have a rest.
Don't be stupid. I want to see Alfie. I want to know why he's not been round here for 3 days.
Yes, well, he's got to get used to your face again. You've been so pretty. I'll go.
Mrs. Butterworth, has Jimmy had a knock on the head?
Not yet.
That was close. Got to play this clever.
You're all right, you troublemaker.
Don't shout. Susan's in there.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. Out of my door.
Be careful, Alfie. Not a word. Susan, it's Alfie. Alfie, everything's fine. I fixed it all. You're friends again. Into the front room and get snogging.
You fixed what?
Hey, take me.
Alfie.
With old birds.
Shake hands with Mrs. Butterworth.
You know, I'm pleased to meet you, Missy, but shut up, Jimmy.
Not a word about...
You are.
We don't want to mention the... No birds. What are you doing?
He's kind of got me telling you about going to the bird nest. Yeah.
Oh, bird watching. Hey, listen. Oh, shut up now. Give me bird impressions. A thrush.
If that was a crutch, it was sitting on a nettle.
Hey, as we reach the wood, we hear the song of the lark. And then the sweet sound of the tomtit. His call is answered by the nightingale.
Marvellous, Jimmy. Now be a dead duck.
Alfie, what is about Mr. Robbins?
Yeah, well, when Jimmy told me you and Robbins were getting engaged.
What?
Yeah, engaged. I decided to go and tell him to keep off the grass, so I phoned your office and got his address, Cardigan Road.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I had no paper, so I wrote it on a pound note. I got on the bus and asked for sixpenny, but there's no change, so the conductor took the pound note, gave me a dirty look at 19 and sixpence, didn't he, bit? Hey, look, I got off, asked the copper for pullover street, but he knew what was wrong, and he sent me to Cardigan Road. But I didn't know the number.
So you didn't find him?
No.
Good.
But I found it out.
How?
Well, I knocked at the door and a lady answered and I said, could she help me?
And she said, try doctor.
Yes.
No.
I said I was looking for Arthur Robbins to stop him chasing my girl. I wanted to get engaged to her and could she tell me where he lived?
But did she know where he lived?
She knew all right. She's his wife.
Susan said she wasn't going to tell your mother.
She doesn't need to. She's gone round to see Robin Redbreast and tell him. He'll be flying over to pick me nose up when he finds out how I started it all. And what about me granddad? He'll clout me with a caber.
Well, look, you deserve all you get.
I wonder who this is. I hope it's Ozzy. I want to call somebody honorable names. Hello. This is the Nut House.
Isn't that
Clitheroe?
My name is Robin.
Oh, heck. Alfie, he's the pigeon on the phone. And I don't think I'm going to like his message.
Hello. Are you there?
No, we're all out.
I can't hear properly. Can I speak to Mrs. Clitheroe, please? Or Mr. Sinclair?
No. She's Hindispurs. And he's Hinderclink.
I don't know whether you are trying to be funny or just stupid, but I'm coming around have a boy called Jimmy.
They won't buy him. They've got one.
Are you Jimmy Clitheroe? You sound cheeky enough.
Hey, I'm the butler. No, Mr. Robbins, my granddad and my mum will be going out in half an hour, so it's no good coming over.
Oh, no, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Good. I mean, oh, goodness. What's going on, Jimmy? Got Robbins coming round in 10 minutes to see me mum and my granddad.
But they won't be here by then.
Exactly. But you and Alfie will.
You will? I won't be. When he arrives, he'll look round and find me there gone. Down. Not here. Look about me.
Waiting for him.
Yes, but no.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell him who you are, where you live, and how you forced me to take the blame.
Now, just a minute. What's in your mind, Jimmy?
I just want you to do a bit of acting, Mrs. Butterworth. You're on the stage. You be me mum and talk to this fella.
What about me? I can't be your granddad.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You just talk to him. After 5 minutes with you, Robin will be that dizzy he won't know whether to fly away or lay an egg.
Jimmy.
Look, if I tell Robin about you, pet your Adam's apple out. Now, you're supposed to be looking after me granddad who's upstairs, right?
Yes, all right.
And Mrs. Butterworth.
I know, I'm your mother. It's a pity she's not Scots like your granddad. I've always wanted to play a Scots woman. Oh, Pye, of all the new, do you know, Ken, my wee bairn is no to blame the new.
You and keep you, Mother McCree. Just let's get rid of him quick before me mum and me granddad get back.
Right, Jimmy, you don't think I'm going to enjoy this?
Hey, I could be old, couldn't I? Excuse me if I don't get up, young man, but me poor old bones are creaking and cracking like an old egg. Marvellous! I'll get you on the telly as Ina Sharple's grandmother.
Oh, I see you.
Right, get in the front room, Alfie, and come in after Woody Woodpecker meets Flora Robson here.
Oh, just wait a minute. Okay, I'll do it, but I won't know what I'm saying.
That's never stopped you talking before.
Well, the cage is ready. Now to let in the dicky birds.
Thank you. I presume that you are young Jimmy Hooligan.
I'm glad you like a joke. Come and meet too. Meet my mother, I mean.
Right, after you.
Oh, no, after you. Oh, that neighbor is super late. Always the little Jim.
Is that so? How do you do? I have come to you with a serious complaint.
Wouldn't it be better to see a doctor? I'm only his mother. Name they do read the teacup. A name that bit of a dead end of the Rujar board.
I am not interested in teacup or Rujar boards.
Maybe he'd sooner have the cards or the crystal ball. I'll go and get it. Something in bed.
Look, I haven't come here to listen to this stupid talk. I want you to punish this cheeky young puppy.
Look, he called me a puppy. That means you're a pup's mother. And you know what they call lady dogs? They call them...
So, you have come here to insulate me, have you, sir?
Now, just wait a minute.
You'd better watch it, my lad, or you'll be getting my crystal ball around your neck.
Well, dear, no wonder the boy behaves as he does to the mother who's a buffoon.
I'm a what? He said you're a monkey. What's mother? A monkey?
Well, that could be, but now I'm here, I don't know what I've done for.
And who are you?
He's a doctor, looking after me granddad. How is he, doctor?
You.
Me granddad, you doctor.
I don't know, he's not there. He's got all my legs. No, he's not with us. I mean, he's not all there. But he's not well.
I can't understand it. He's had his usual 2 bottles of whiskey today.
2 bottles today? Does your grandfather drink every day?
Of course he drinks every day. Is my granddad not a camel?
Can't you do anything about it, Doctor?
Doctor, all my life.
whiskey. Well, I could give him a glass.
Don't. Oh, the stock of whiskey.
Yeah, well, never. I'll put him on rum. I mean, milk and fruit. That's it, yeah, a glass of fruit and a basket of milk.
Are you sure you're a doctor?
Well, he's a vet, really, but he's cheap.
Oh, I'm wasting my time in this madhouse.
Cool, let's do go. Won't you stay for some hot chocolate?
Yes, I'll put a couple of bars in the oven.
Oh, well, I'm going. Goodbye.
Well, give me your coat, Bert. I'll hang it up for you.
Thanks, Father. Oh, I am tired.
Oh, heck, quick, Mr. Robin, fly out the window. I mean, go out the back.
I'll do no such thing.
Well, I'll fly out the window.
Oh, I'm dying for a cup of tea, Father. Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello there. And who's this, Jimmy?
Introduce us to the gentleman.
Oh, thank you. I've met all the people I want to meet in this house.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, goodbye, sir. I'll walk down the road with you as far as London.
Who are you, sir? And what are you doing here?
I'm Arthur Robbins, and I just had no pleasure at all in meeting this young hooligan's crazy mother.
What?
I wanted to see his grandfather, but he's too drunk to speak to me.
Hey, don't you say I'm drunk?
I said his grandfather.
I am his grandfather.
And I'm his crazy mother.
Well, who are these people?
Well, I'm Florrie. I'm Alfie.
And I'm not feeling very well.
Called with the Clitheroe Kids this week, where Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Jack Watson as Mr. Robbins, and Molly Sugden as Florrie Butterworth. The recorded program, which was written and produced by James Casey, starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I don't need to tell you what happened, but the pain's worn off now. And I still have some of the money I earned as a private eye. Anyway, there was a bit of good news this morning. Susan failed a driving test. So Robin Blooming Red Breast wasn't so clever after all. Well, I've got to go. I'm practicing my bird impressions.